But I went off to preach the Lord because He called me.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I had to tell folks. God called me. I went into a place in a schoolhouse in Haskell, Oklahoma. Main fellow did Copenhagen.
Well,
and the Lord don't pay no attention to what folks does a lot of times. He wants a preacher to go there.
Right.
Stick your forehead hard against earth. Hard as an adamant stone. That's harder than flintlock. Mm-hmm. He told that preacher he would. I'm going to send you down there. They won't listen to you when you get there. How do you like the whole meetings like that? Where you go, there will be no results.
Yes.
Pray, Benny. Glory to God. I like to have results. But he told the preacher, I'm going to send you, and when you go, you'll find out they're hard-headed. But I'm going to fix you so you can butt heads with them, and they can't overcome it.
Praise God.
Well, amen. It's scriptural. But he said it.
Yes, sir.
It's the only reason I'm sending you, so they cannot say there hath not been a prophet among us.
Right.
And don't let their countenance throw you. It'll do it, preacher boy. Yes. Their countenance will throw you sometime. I've been where they stuck their tongue out at me when they're behind the others and they couldn't see them. Amen.
Yes.
One sister used to put her finger in her ears back there, so she... The PA was always too loud. The night I left it off to check her out, she done the same thing. Ain't getting up on you. I'm going to fix you. I'm going to fix you. Give you ribs like sleepers under the church house door.
Yeah.
Give you a backbone like a sawhorse. Thank
yeah.
God. I'll always, God said to me years ago when I was just a boy fasting and praying until I could reach around my arm. Went into church with the quilt and stayed all night, laid on the floor and prayed. Went in at sunup, come out at sundown. He said, he called me to preach. I said, if you did, I'll do my best to make a preacher for you.
Praise God. Sweet Lord.
Ooh, help me, preacher man. We need God to help us. We don't need spineless wonders to stagger and stumble and whatever blue moon that you think of and talk about the stars, bless my heart, and words of flowery oratory. We need men that can talk, folks can understand and pick up God both of the hill. I ain't got no desire to get even with nobody, get back at nobody, but I want to be a man for the Lord. And preach. You know what he said to me when I prayed good and sought God for 2 hours? He said, I will always give you grace to say what I want you to say wherever you're at. No, he didn't tell me. He gave me grace to give you a piece of my mind, so I'm trying to get smart with you from the pulpit, not a bit. I wouldn't preach against women wearing bathing suits if there's 5 walked in here right now. That ain't what I'm supposed to preach, that's the reason. Not right now. You're not supposed to get your message on what Sister Flock Martin says, does, or thinks. If you get your mind too much on it, she'll control you over there. Mercy. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I got my religion in time. Come out of a bunch, not a preacher among us. Moonshiners with the policemen. Green on, I'll kill you, Slim. Leonard, I'll shoot you down. If you run, I'll kill you. Laying down down in Lexington in the jailhouse. First cousin's boy stole the car. 2 children sleep on the back seat. Poured gasoline on the set of the fire. Never did know this back there on a wild party with that stuff they're trying to legalize, that marijuana and beer. Killed 2 children. Old Beaver hates that. But he didn't know there's a back there. But he wouldn't have been in that jam if he'd have got saved. When he come to his old uncle's church and mama thought this too strict and too straight and took him out and wouldn't bring him back. The little boy liked to come. But there's where he's at. That's where he's at. God bless you. Preachers ain't mean people. But I'm going to tell you, when a man says God sent him, look out. I speak as a fool if you think I'm talking about me. But if you've got a man come to you and God sent him, look out. Look out. You know old Samuel got so close to God when he come to town. They said, art thou, did you come peaceably? Well, he never did tell on God his order in life. But they scared that preacher that day when they got there, said, have you come peaceably?
They said, just come to have a service.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk on a little old thought here. I want to know what that offering was. Is that ought to ask about that? Still counting it? May I take my tithe back out of it? Don't you love to give to God? We had a boy over at Bristol, and they said he's going to have to leave. Brother Moore said, but he can't get off the ground. Said he's busted, broken, his wife's sick out there, and that fellow, and I don't know what all they told me. I said, sure enough, where's the trailer at? And they told me, and I went out there and went in, son. I said, you're into a young preacher, man. He said, I'm up against it, Brother Els. He said, my wife's sick. He said, I hate to say it, but I'd work or something. I can't get out of here to even go home. I just come with faith and got here. Well, I said, tell you what to do. Now, you may think, Brother Moore, that's all right, son. I love Noah's what I preach. But you know what? I don't say, I'm not a smart man. I never have been smart. I'd be worth something if I was smart. But you know what? I said, look the place over where you're at, will you? Get a good look at that, because we're fixing to take you out of it. Just look that trial over that you're in right good. And don't forget it, you won't. But we're fixing to lift you right out of that, you hear me?
Yeah.
Get ready to shout, because we're fixing to bring you out of it. I didn't have to do nothing. I'll just walk around and tell the boys, give me some money. We got a man out here in a jam. Well, we put a few hundred dollars in his hand. Next thing you know, his wife got better and he is out working on the campground, helping us out. Just that quick, God can turn that so you can get up and smile. I want to talk a while on, I want it back. I'm serious about when you want to quit, because I don't want to drag on too long here. You eat at 12:30 or 1 or... the 8th chapter of 2 Kings, in the first verse, then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou in thine household and sojourn, wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord had called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. You can't stop it. Ain't no way to cause it not to happen. God's called for it. Get where you can, live where you will, because God said it. And a woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. She went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Now, I know that on the way she probably met some people. Where are you going? Man of God told me to get up and leave. Where is that? Now, you doing what? You don't mean because that preacher told you to leave that you're taking your family and dragging them out across the earth just because a preacher said there's going to be a famine. See, he told about it before it happened. I like that kind of stuff. Woman in the church going to be operated on. I prayed for it and had a vision. I seen her walking down the hall in the hospital, happy and well. Huh? I couldn't stop the surgery. I just had to go with what I see now. That's all the way I operate. And she's afraid of cancer, you know, and troubled. And I went to her, sister, I see you after surgery walking down the floor in the hospital, down the hall. You're happy. You didn't have cancer. That's been years ago. That's the way I seen Doyle House's wife. Threatened her with cancer, and the Lord showed me in Fort Worth, Texas, that she didn't have cancer. And when they out there, of course, they didn't find no cancer. Operations are profitable if you're on the other side of it. Gets lots of money. Got Paul Harvey tells us we've had a terrific amount of these hysterectomies that shouldn't have ever been performed, but there's just quick money, you know. Man of God said, go! There's going to be a famine. She moved and went away off down a strange land. Came to pass that 7 years in after the famine, she returned out of the land of Philistine, went forth to cry to the king for a house and her land. King talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha had done. Came to pass as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, a woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for a house, for a land. Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is a woman, this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. Isn't it wonderful how God times things? Oh, it is. Standing on the street corner at Eufaula, Oklahoma. Everybody probably heard of Eufaula. It's good ways from Slap Out down there. You ain't heard of Slap Out? Well, how about Arkadelphia, Arkansas? I've been to some famous places in my preaching, Brother L.L. I've been to some famous places. And, you know, at the very time that the king wanted to hear some things that Elisha had done, at that very time, that woman from miles and miles away landed right where she needed to be. It's kind of like it was at Eufaula down there. In that Indian town with my old guitar and my old car pulled up at the curb,
And I said, it's Saturday and everybody's here in town. I'll have a meeting. Got out with my old flat top box and struck a little old chord and said, well, you can live in a mansion here and ride in a limousine, sit on a throne of majesty, go visit a king or a queen, but death will end your pleasures all. If to God you've been untrue, I'm joined heir to the glory world, and I'm just as rich as you, and I got wealth here as I sung it. Got wealth here as I sung it. An old boy that belonged to the Assembly of God organization, which used to have a good standard, was standing over there, and his face shined like new money, L.L. And after it was over, he come up and said, son, I don't know you. I never met you. I don't know where you're from. But said, the power of God come upon me while you was preaching and singing, and the Spirit said to me, get him for a revival. He said, it's against our order. It's against the rules. But I'm asking you to hold me about it. I held him on, L.L. At the very time that this woman come up, Elisha was being interviewed by the king about about what Elisha had performed. And he began to tell about a sick woman. I'm not going to go into all this. It's going to take too long. I see now I'm all wound up. Now, this, I was unwound last night, but I'm wound back up this morning. Ain't that strange? Rewind. That was my old bad leg, sir. Woo! I hope I don't go to running on it, because I won't even get to eat my dinner if I do. I could walk on it, fall down at the youth camp and crawl into somewhere to keep them from seeing me. The Lord won't even let, we've been preaching 47 years, B. And the Lord won't even let me and her think about her talking on Social Security, because we thought we'd try to get in, and I get $227 a month and she gets $44. You can't quit on that. I ain't no way. Woo! I got two figures, 326 and 226. Take that home, that boy. Tell him, get on up and go on. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach on a want it back. He said, I'll tell you about her, about Elisha. One day, a woman's boy got sick and died. And Elisha came and prayed for it. Looked like it wasn't going to come back to life. Looked like no way it could recover. Like no way it could get back to itself. Lord God, have mercy. But Elisha went up where it was at and shut everybody else out. I've been there where it ought to happen. Step outside, buddy. You ain't doing nothing but hindering what's going on. Amen. I've seen some singing, whether it had been better off if it had just took those that God was using to sing. I've had revivals where I told my piano player, don't you turn that over to nobody else in this revival. Amen. Spirit's on you. God's using you. And we can walk with you. Well, let's don't change gears here and miss the Spirit. Elisha shut the door. Shut everybody else out. He went through what the world would call that mouth-to-mouth resuscitation stuff. But that wasn't just exactly what he was doing. His hand on his hand. Mouth on the child's mouth. Put it on the line. You know you can get up there where you can say, God, if you don't do this, take me out of here. And you can get up there where he'll honor that. He'll say, I'll do it. That child began to bat them eyes. It began to come to. Great God. Amen. And Elisha come back and done what I've done 100 times and a way more. He walked through and before. And I hold a record on sneezing, especially since I got in this valley. I wake up and sneeze 7 times before I quit. But this child had been dead, and the preacher prayed for it, and the child sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes and said, Mama.
he's telling the old king about this. Mama come and got it. She never forgot that day. Never forgot that day. And today she's here with the boy before the king out here. And at the very time, after 7 years gone, don't God time things just right? Pastor the church over in Oklahoma, kneeling in the altar, the Lord said, McDaniel's coming. I said, to be in the house, I said, God told me that McDaniel was coming. And 3 days later, he drove up. Mac, I said, you should have been here the last service night. He said, that's right. I said, where'd you come from? He said, God spoke to me a week ago in San Bernardino, California. Told me to come here.
Come here.
You're the woman I told. The Lord told me that he was coming. The very time. If you're in trouble this morning, if it's your old, what kind of car? Omni? You and Ted never trade for another Omni. But, or a Willis. We had a Willis. Don't ever buy a Willis or a Whippet if they ever make them again. But you know what? The Lord knows how to just time that. He knows how to put you right where you need to be when a raven flies in with the breakfast. So, I believe that he can have you at the door of the place, Roy, where you need to go to work at the time they're going to hire you because they need you to work for them. He knows how to work that. I've had him work that for me a lot of times. He knows how. Here she is. And at the very time she's telling all this, Gehazi's telling all this that Elisha did, she walks up. He said, King, there she is, the very woman I just told you about. And that's the boy that is dead standing beside her. I'll preach those all I want it back. I ain't going to have time. I can see that. May run it clear on in till tonight. I mean, I may cut it off and take it up again tonight because I got a whole Bible scripture, sir. I used to think the Lord wanted me to say everything I had wrote down, but I found out it didn't sometime. It's just a deal or two in there he wanted. She cries to the king, and at the very time, Gehazi said, that's her, King. You don't mean that's a woman that the boy died? That's her. Yeah, and she's the one Elisha told to go somewhere else and live because of this terrible famine we've been through. You don't mean it. King said to his servant, listen to what she's saying. What is she crying? Give me back my lamb. I want it back. Why do you want it back? It's the place where my boy was raised from the dead. It's the land of my fathers. It's the land where the Hebrew God did miracles. I want it back. How my heart is longing now for the days of long ago and the old-fashioned church house where Mama used to go. Cry you'd scarcely say was the best you ever heard. But the old-fashioned preacher proclaimed God's holy word. Why, you'd scarce to say, was the best you ever heard. Huh? You couldn't hardly say there's the best you ever heard. Seemed to be a tear in almost every eye when that preacher said, for love, the Savior had to die. I want it back. As boys, listen, I know I look at them. One younger in jail in Oklahoma I preached to. I didn't pastor him, but I preached to him a lot of times. My son pastored him part of the time. He lived from the time he started school till he finished it and was 19 years old. And they arrested that boy for selling dope. He got 30 years. He looks at him down there and says, nobody's fault but mine. He's got 60 hours of college in there now. When he gets out of here, goes to his, he'll have a good job. Mama cries and daddy cries and mama's sang in the church for 25, 30 years. I want it back. That's the reason that old girl said, boys from coal mine country, I've been there, started in there 35 years ago. Daddy'd take me back to Muhlenberg County, to the old Green River where I used to play. I've been there. Sorry, my child, you're too late in asking. Peabody Coal Company, done hauled it away.
I can't keep remembering that. I just happened to hear that strip. That's all I know of that song. But it hit me hard. I've been there where them boys and I never did get the face clean. Couldn't hardly do it. Didn't have no modern equipment. Just the old pitch. You understand? That's where your old daughter said the sun don't always shine on one dog's back all the time. I want it back. There's boys crying their pillow wet in that jailhouse. Wish they could get back. I want my country back. I want her to live back. Well, she got it back. All because of the witness of the man of God's servant. He restored everything to her. Give it back to her. The increase of her land, give it back to her. She got to move back where she used to be. My daddy's long gone, but we sang an old song when I was home as a boy. That silver-haired daddy of mine. Old Dopey. Man that likes to be on the road again. He used to sing good Christian song. Had a decent haircut. He ain't always been what he is now. Government's on him now. He's lost everything he had. All over his party. Lost millions and millions. We got some people that's famous in the eyes of the world. I'd like to go back. Get back what they left. Get back what they left. This day of paying a ball player $1 million to $2 or $3 million a year, and some of them losing that for a little white stuff that can sniff up their nose. Lose every bit of that. I'd rather go back to the old country church, to the town church where they feared God. Get back. I haven't got time to get in all, but David said in Psalm 23:3, he restoreth my soul. You know what restore means? Well, it means to put back like it was originally. And make it like new again. Amen? Get shine back on your face again. Amen? Brother Bill Adder said, get spizzerinctum in your heel again. Amen? Would you like to have back some things you've lost? Sure you would. That prodigal wanted back so bad. One preacher said he was going to preach on a permanent wave that night. I thought, well, I've heard him. One fella preached on lost ball in the high weeds. I said, they're all far from the Bible. There's nothing in the scripture about anything like that. But it's because he didn't know the Bible too well, brother. That old boy said, got up out of the hog pen and gave the hogs a permanent wave. I didn't know the prophet said, God will violently turn and toss thee as a ball into a large country. God throw you plumb out of sight, boy. He throw you where they don't talk your language and you can't understand them. Have you buried amongst the rocks on a hillside in a faraway country. God throw you out of there. Amen. That prodigal got up and said, I will go back. Who was that sung that special last night? I didn't know he was a special singer even. I knew he sang occasionally. But now I think Benny ought to call him to preach and sing for us. When I left my father's house, I was well supplied. I done wrong when I left home, and I'm dissatisfied. I believe I want it back. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go. I work in the cotton field. Did you ever snap any bowls? That's rough stuff. You get about 75 to 90 pounds in that sack and that strap across here, and you trying to pull that. I always thought y'all had wheels on them cotton sacks. But anyhow, you can pull to you, the wind's cut off. Did you all raise any cotton over in Texas? Can folks raise cotton? Well, I'll tell you what, it's rough stuff. Amen? It's rough stuff to pull that cotton and raise that cotton. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of folks like to go back where Mama locked them in a little cradle in that old cotton field between them rows back home. That old banker that I knew of had people under him, jobs of them, left one day and told him to lock it up. He had assistants that knew what to do. Drove his car right back in them mountains over there. So his old mother's knee that was old in that rocking chair. Come in, that banker, that sophisticated man, that man that carried millions, knows about what to do with money, knelt down by her chair, by her arm of her chair, and said, Mama, I need God. I need to get back to God. Pray for me that I'll get back. I want it back. His father saw
saw him coming, he met him with a smile, he threw his arms around him, said, "Here's my wondering child. I believe I'll go back home." You want it back? Have mercy. There wouldn't be a dry eye in here if we could bring some folks back. Some of them going on to glory, all right. If we could put that old-time choir or that old-time trio quartet back up here again, and they could sing. The world has made an awful change in so many ways. And there are so many things that's strange, even when a Christian prays. I'm talking about going back. Yeah. And then there were a chance to roam at the sunset of last day. This world has made an awful change. We'd like to bring them back, wouldn't we? I'd like to have Jim back here this morning from Deep Queen, Brother L.L.
Yeah.
Deep Queen, Arkansas.
Yeah.
When he didn't have nobody else to help him, he sang all four parts himself. Bass, soprano, alto. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. When troubles are gathering around, I'm not dismayed. Sing all four of them. I don't mind to have Jim back in some of my tight meetings. I guess you ever get in a tight meeting? Glory to God, everybody sleep at once? Wasn't no scared in anything. Woo-hoo! Have mercy, glory to God. Kind of wish that night Benny hadn't had no service. Oh, I want it back. A lot of folks trade things off. I traded cars that way. I sold a car to Havis Crawford. An old car, I put $100,000 in it. Maybe had $88,000, I believe. Oldsmobile, 55 model. I went and bought a new car. I wanted that other one back the day after I bought that new car. I wish I could have traded backwards. That time, I wish I could have traded backwards and got that old car back. That was the old car when I drove up at Arkadelphia, Arkansas. And walked in, I didn't have no Bible on. I never looked like a preacher. Folks have looked at me and said, "You don't mean." No personality. And did he know his teeth crooked? You say nothing about that. I walked in and that old boy said, "I know what you are." I said, "What am I?" I said, "You're a preacher." He said, "No, what time you are?" I said, "What time am I?" I said, "You're a Pentecostal man." "What do you want, buddy?" Never bought a car like it in my life. Bought 17 years, and that ain't no big deal. I ain't bragging about that. I just say God sent me to preach and put a wheel on me to tear the Bible with. That's what he does. You know, I always ordinary. Got what I want. Split them groups up and just took out of them what I needed and didn't buy all them stuff. Spirit touched me. Take the one on the floor. I said, "I want that car sitting right here on the floor." He said, "Preacher, I'm going to sell it to you right." You know, I've heard about all these bargains. 20% below cost and 10% below cost. And in fact, why? Who could stay in business like that? That'd be like a few old bums sitting on a rail track, both star and death, and a little dozen. One said, "I know we sell them below cost, but I thought volume would take care of us." It's like that fella hauling out hay, you know, said, "We ain't making no money. They sell it too cheap, so we have to get a bigger truck." He said, I'll let you have that car. That is $25 over cost." I've heard that story. I don't pay no attention to that. I want to find out what cost is. Then we know where they sent. He was. He dropped $750 on the closest dealer, and I don't even know where I'm trying to get a deal. I just like you, preacher. I like you. I want it back. Go up in the service station. The boy come out. Said, "You're a preacher man, aren't you?" I said, "You know what, son? About 20 years old." He said, "I used to be saved, but I'm not now. But I can tell you what you are." I give God the glory. Would you like to have it back this morning? Yeah, I wouldn't care if there's 14 sisters hit the aisle and every one of them had the haircut as short as mine. I wouldn't care if there's 14, they ain't here, but if there's here, I wouldn't care if there's 14 sisters Sister Collins hit the aisle shouting this morning while I'm preaching this, and her haircut is short as mine. That make me know they want it back. And I say, come on, sis, and get it back. Come on and pray through that again and get a hold of God and go on and walk with it. Things I used to do, I don't do anymore. You couldn't do, didn't you? Woo! So sorry ever done. I don't want to name much stuff I done, but I was a snake in the grass, you know. Lord, run a snake out of the grass. I'm doing you a favor. I'm going to have you have a good appetite when you go to eat. You won't be picky about it. You'll be like Ralph Cox, who didn't like turnip greens till he fasted 10 days and broke his fast. And his wife said, I don't hardly have nothing fixed to eat. He said, what do you got? She said, you don't like them. Turnip greens, bless God. He said, I love them. Yes, folks, as hot things I wish to have back. I let things go, I wish to have back. There's boys headed back home this morning somewhere. Ain't worried about Mama you not having the fanciest furniture and the fanciest stove and the fanciest ice box. I just want to come back home. I want it back. I want it back. There's a lot to this, and I ain't going to get to it, and I know it. I'm just trying to touch a deal or two here. It's all over the Bible. But the last one I'll deal with a little bit here is this old boy in Hebrews 12 and 14. Let's read about it. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Be careful about trying to get folks into heaven. Don't have no holiness in them now. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Yes. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. What'd you get for it? What? You didn't sell it that cheap. You didn't sell out for that. Sure. Amen? Is that what you got? Have mercy. Don't be mad, but I've met a few that I knew missed God. Holmes tore up, both of them as stubborn as mules and wouldn't pray through and get right. And after a while I met one of them, and they had married another, and I said, is that what you've got? Is that what you've got? Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright? Hunger pains makes folks do some funny things. I'm actually acquainted with a gob of preachers. I've been greatly amazed at how $100 bill could keep a man from preaching what he knows God's Bible teaches. You know, I was a young man in the Outlaw Hills of Oklahoma, down by the Robber's Cave. It's a national park now. I hunted, I'd tell you about my money hunt someday, like I got killed out. I think it's still buried there. It wasn't all dug up when I went in there at 19 years old. And went on that hunt right up the backside of that old mountain where Bob Newsom buried that money and told Uncle Dave where it was at. And Uncle Dave was 80 and I was about 21. And we went to hunt that money. We actually got it. That fellow met me at that 30-30. He knew he was in there. I don't know how he got word. We left with our hides and didn't get killed, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. People sell out for the least amount of stuff. I had a meeting and a lady... as poor as could be, always have been poor. Not a beggar, but just poor. I've never got to preach where I went. If I'd have been famous, like I aim to be, I never did get there. Good poor people that never got a chance to hear me preach. Amen? Amen. They never got a chance to hear me preach. I started to preach that night, and a lady brought me $1, children, $1. I mean $1. Gas is 18 cents a gallon. Buy a nickel worth of sugar, a nickel worth of flour, a nickel worth of beans, and have a good big bill. You remember that in Texas over there? I mean, things. She handed me $1 bill. Didn't look as big as a wagon wheel, but it is sure a piece of money in them days. I said, thank you, sister. And started to preach, and something said to me, what you're going to preach is going to knock her in the creek. If you preach this, she won't be back. And you know how you need money.
Oh, he talks every talk, every language under heaven. Yes, sir. Fluent speaker in every dialect on earth, the devil is. And finally I got the victory, though. Took me a while to get the victory. Shame to admit it, L.L., it took a while. I said, Satan, it's worth more than dollar.
Went on and preached it. God bless you. I want it back. I pulled into the hospital, Oklahoma, started to tell you. Had that meeting out in that schoolhouse where that Copenhagen fella run it, and the Lord said, I want you to hold revival right here. We'll have outside revival, outside schoolhouse. Spirit led me and my wife into town, up in front of the hardware store. The mayor of the town run that hardware store. I went in and said, sir, you got a lot of park seats out here, and I need some seats. I'm going to hold revival out here at this schoolhouse. Well, son, I don't know who you are, but I feel like you're on the level. I'm going to loan you as many as you want. Well, what's the Lord work? Walk back out the curb, and there sat two hay trucks. John on one and Toy on the other. I didn't know Toy and John. I got acquainted later. Toy happens to be Wilma Milliken's father. Toy Croner, Wilma Milliken's father. The men said, son, would you have any... They heard I was a preacher. They'd heard I preached out there. Would you have any use for these trucks? Would I have any use? I just asked the man for the bar of the seats, and the Lord had the trucks waiting on me. If I'm a liar, God would kill me, wouldn't he? Yeah, God would kill me. Hallelujah. Loaded them seats up, went out there and had a revival till they had to get permission from the school board to cut the schoolyard fence to park in the schoolyard. We'd block in the section. They come horseback on tractors and in trailers. Preached to the priest, the school board under conviction, and they shut me out rather than get saved. I want it back. I wouldn't trade what I had under them trees there, Bodark and Post Oak and all that stuff and all them blackjacks with no air conditioning, no refrigerator and drinking cistern water. Glory to God. I wouldn't trade the experience we had there. Anything late model I run on to. Lord, I preached my services, made the altar call, sung the songs and led the song service and prayed in the altar. It don't kill you, boy. You don't have to buy $40 worth of mint to keep your throat where you can preach. It ain't no harm in a mint in your throat, but trust in God a little bit. Glory to God. Hey. I met folks down home running. Just a running and a running man and went and looked. What are you running for? Staying straight. I seen some holy folks. I thought, well, I'll do a little running. Staying straight spiritually. Get up out of there when the power of God moves on you. Put your little bony arms in the air. Enter the house of God with worship. Want it back. Want it back. Listen. Old boy said to me the other day, he said, I got back, Brother Moore. I said, that's wonderful. I said, that's great. I'm proud of you. What I've been in all the time you've been out, son. You in, stay in. You ain't get on back. I held that meeting. Got under conviction. Here come Shorty. Shorty was a school teacher. Been through college, of course, and forgot more than I ever know about. A lot of places in the Bible. Took a course in Paul's life. Debated every preacher that came in that country but me. He come one night and said, I'll bring some onions to rub in my eyes tomorrow night to make me cry. Make fun of demonstrations of the Spirit. He was there the next night. I spent the day under the trees praying for him. He come. I watched Shorty while he wiped the tears as he ran. Shorty wiped. School board got mad at me and closed me out. Just a simple little trial. Did you think if you hit any opposition, it means you're wrong? It could mean that, but not necessarily. I went to church, and somebody said across the room, I'm going where there's peace. Why? Praise God, you ain't got the backbone of a red worm. Well, it closed me out, and old Shorty said, L.D., move this meeting over here at my school. I've got electricity over there. Come on over. Old Shorty started out of that revival with a 2-year prayer meeting in that schoolhouse. They run one every Every Wednesday, Thursday night for 2 years, Shorty got saved. Shorty got saved. Let's all stand and ask God to put us back where we want to be. Lord, we want it back. We want you to bless every heart that's here. There's a hungry soul here this morning. Some saints from a faraway place. It's kind of dried up. It seems like they don't have it. Give it back to them. There's a backslider or sinner here, Lord, that's missed God and prayed from God. Help them desire back, not sell his soul for nothing. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.